राम 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 सीता राम 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 सीता राम जय जय राम सीता राम जय जय राम सीता राम जय जय राम सीता राम। यान्यनवद्यानि कर्माणि यान्यनवद्यानि कर्माणि तानि सेवितव्यानि तानि सेवितव्यानि नो इतराणि यान्यस्माकगुंसुचरितानि तानि त्वयोपास्यानि।
सो तानि त्वया उपास्यानि। सो मे यू फॉलो those people whose lifestyles are in keeping with Shastra's teaching, not others. Then ye ke chas, okay, no itarani
ye ke chas mat श्रेयागुंसो ब्राह्मणाः एके चास्मच्छ्रेयागुंसो ब्राह्मणाः एके चास्मच्छ्रेयागुंसो ब्राह्मणाः एके चास्मच्छ्रेयागुंसो ब्राह्मणाः त्वयासने न प्रश्वसितव्यम्
येच अस्मत् श्रेयांसः ब्राह्मणाः। दोस् पीपल् दि एल्डर्स् दि लर्नड् पीपल् दि सोसैटी Asmat Shreyamsaha, people who are elders, not only in age, who are superiors, the learned people, and they are Brahmanaha. Who are the Brahmanaha? Brahmanaha are not those who are by birth Brahmanaha, not even by karma Brahmanaha, gunataha Brahmanaha. Okay? Those who are Brahmanas by guna. That means what? Who are the Brahmanaha? Those people who have studied the Shastram, who have assimilated the Shastram, and who live the Shastra's teaching are Brahmanaha. Doesn't matter, those people are by birth, what they are doesn't matter. Okay, who are the Brahmanaha? Those who studied the Shastram, understood the Shastram, assimilated the subject matter of the Shastram, and whose lives reflect the Shastra's vision and the subject matter of the Shastram, they are the Brahmanaha. If there are yekecha asmat shreyamsaha, such Brahmanas are what now? Excellent people who excel the society, Shreyamsaha, the exalted of the people in the society, are those who live the subject matter of the Shastram, whose lives reflect the subject matter of the Shastram assimilated. They are the Shreyamsaha Brahmanaha, and Tesham Tvaya asane na prashvasitavyam. In their presence, tesham means what? There. And in their presence, when they are present in an assembly or in any context, in any place, if there are such exalted human beings who live Shastram, who are Brahmanaha, learned people, if they are there and they are knowledge-wise, experience-wise, they are elders, revered. High revered people are there. When they are there, and then in front of them, what should you do? More chances should be given for them to talk. And they should be talking a lot. You should keep our ears sharp and only listen. Nope. You should not even breathe. That means you should not, definitely you can breathe, you should not talk. Na prashvasitavyam, may it not be breathed. That's what it said. That means what now? May you not breathe means, now that you should suffer without breathing, may you breathe, but may you not talk. Understand now? That means you talk less, listen to them more. This again, why? Because if you allow them to talk, it is good for you or them. You can learn more. You can also maintain your ignorance. But no, you can maintain your respect by not revealing your ignorance. Two things. You can learn more from others. Sometimes our talking too much, but no, It always decreases your opportunity, chance of learning. But we are, why Upanishad Shastra teaches this? We are of that tendency. We are of that nature that we always want to talk more. And we want to express ourselves. There's a constant, continuous, one of the emotional problems which is common, like how any headache is common human physical problem. Now the jaladosha, now this cold, common cold is a very simple problem with the hay fever. In spring season, all the flowers are blooming, so lots of everybody has this hay fever and sneezing. Now a very simple common problem. It's not a big chronic illness or anything. It's a simple problem. Like how everybody has his running nose and all the problems, like that, the common psychological problem is what? It's a constant pressure of wanting to express oneself, and then we talk more. And we never give an opportunity to other person to express his views. And we want to say what all we want to say, and only other person wants to say. When the two people, three people, when they want to convey first, none of them listen to what other person says. Because all of them are talking simultaneously. We miss out to listen what others are saying. We want to say something. We want to talk. This is a constant, there's a natural pressure of wanting to express oneself. I don't know what you talk about. That's a different thing, isn't it? Therefore, ye cha asmakam shreyamsaha brahmanaha. Now, those who are the revered, learned, exalted being, our elders, society, and if they are happen to be there in an assembly, in an association, on an occasion, and see that they talk, and you listen to them more. And see that you remain quiet in front of them, in their presence. Tesham asane tvaya na prashvasitavyam. Nimuchudadem atvayam kalkala. It means what now? You listen to them more. So that you can learn more, you can understand more, so that you will be the beneficiary. You want to be the loser or you want to be the gainer? You want to be beneficiary. You want to be the beneficiary, see they talk more. You do not talk at all. If at all you talk very, very little and stop. Isn't it? Tesham tvayasanena prashvasitavyam. Tesham tvayasanena prashvasitavyam. Okay. So how we should behave in front of learned elders. Okay. And the second thing, next. Now the important thing. This is dhanam. You know, the giving, offering, sharing, isn't it? It's a very important thing. Why? Because from the time we are born and we've been enjoying, consuming, we only enjoy, we consume what the nature gives, what parents give, what Bhagavan gives, what Devatas give, what friends give, what the elements give, everything. We're only enjoying, consuming. Okay? The love you enjoy, the warmth you enjoy, the care you enjoy, the concern you enjoy, the social services you enjoy, national health services you enjoy, health, you know, NHS support you enjoy. At least how much you're enjoying, especially if you live in this country, you enjoy much more also. Okay, and everything at the doorstep, and you are enjoying so much, isn't it? When you enjoy, you have to give back whatever you are enjoying. Okay, that is why one should enjoy to be able to give also. If we do not, people do not enjoy love and warmth, they do not know what is giving back love. They never enjoyed love and care and affection. How can they give love to other people? Isn't it? That's why the people, the warmth and care and love one should enjoy, then you can give back. Similarly, whatever you enjoy, you experience, whatever you consume, you have to return, definitely. The returning back to Bhagavan, you know, society, people and beings, it's a very, very important thing. That's why dhanam is what now? Very important thing for us. So here he says, and shraddhaya deyam. Deyam means to be given. It's a potential passive participle. Deyam, to be given. How anything should be given? Anything you want to share. What should be given? Another question comes. What should be given? What should I give back? What all you have enjoyed? What all you have shared? Isn't it? What all you have consumed? Everything can be given. Okay? You can give kind words. That's also dhanam. If you can express compassion, that's also dhanam. You can give clothing. You can give shelter. You can, whatever is possible within your limits, you can give. Whatever you enjoy, you can give. Don't think other person did not give. When you have it, give. If you have more than what you need, please give. Shelter you can give, food you can give, clothing you can give. You don't want to give, money you can give. No, money you can't give. Okay, food you can give. No, at least give kind words. Giving means what now? Being kind to other people, also giving. Giving your time for other person. Giving energy for other person. Other people, isn't it? Giving your emotional support, the moral support. Giving can be in any form. Whatever you enjoy, what all you enjoy, you can give. Love, warmth, care, concern. Isn't it? Everything you can give. But that, how should it be given? Whatever you give, how you should give. Shraddhaya deyam. Shraddhaya deyam. When you give with shraddha. Give with concern. What does it mean here? Don't give with a heavy heart. Isn't it? Shraddhaya deyam means when you give and be pleased to share. Isn't it? Share it happily with the satisfaction of what now? With the joy of having got an opportunity to share and to give. Isn't it? I have to give, what to do? Let me give. You know? With a heavy heart. Don't give with heavy heart, feeling very hot, not the interest to part with, you know, such a beautiful yellow plastic spoon I had to give, but what to do, you know. So with that, anything you give, something, you always give things which you don't want. Unwanted stuff, I want to push you to chat, at least something you are giving. And you are not wasting it. Okay? Anything which is useless, if it's not useless for you, you can give. But not only, don't give only what is not useless for you. Whatever you give should be useful also for others. Isn't it? So go and dump everything in the charity shop. And they can have for £1 or one penny, and then they can make something, they go for some charity cause. So that's also good. But at least never waste anything, you should also give, isn't it? Whatever you give, give with Shraddha. Give Shraddha with it. Now, when you give some old clothes, don't give like a big lump of things, and see it is well washed, it can be worn, isn't it? It deserves that, and it's clean. It is ironed properly, washed properly, clean, you give. Isn't it? That means giving with Shraddha, giving with care. Shraddha here means what now? Giving anything with the genuine care. Shraddhaya deyam, Shraddhaya deyam. Ashraddhaya deyam, Ashraddhaya deyam. Ashraddhaya adeyam. Whatever you give with the care and concern, with genuine interest, and ashraddhaya adeyam. May you not give anything without concern and genuine interest. With a heavy heart, to not interest, not at all wanting to part with something what you want to give, and give. And you think, 100 times they have to ask for you to give slowly £1 donation. So, like that, ashraddhaya adeyam. May you not give anything without shraddha, without care and genuine care and interest in giving. But we have to give one more meaning also. Ashraddhaya deyam also you can say. Ashraddhaya adeyam means may you not give anything without shraddha, without concern, care and genuine interest. Ashraddhaya adeyam means what now? If you don't, at least always better to give something, isn't it? It's better to give something without Shraddha than not giving. So giving with Shraddha is better than giving without Shraddha. Giving without Shraddha is better than not giving at all. At least give. With a heavy heart, at least give. Isn't it? You can't be light and give, but look, at least give. So at least somehow you make effort to give, isn't it? Therefore, giving is not, at least giving with, isn't it? Shraddha, without Shraddha also is better than not at all giving. Ashraddhaya deyam, Ashraddhaya deyam, Shriya deyam, Shriya deyam. Shriya deyam means what now? Give in abundance. How abundantly should I give? Don't get frightened. In keeping with your capacity, in keeping with your limits, isn't it? Know your limits and give also. When you can give £10 with a big heart, and don't go and give only 25 pence. If you can give £10 and you think of giving only 25 pence, isn't it? If you can give £100, then you think of giving £1 or £2 or £10. So what, when you give, be generous, be magnanimous, be big-hearted to give in keeping with your strength, in keeping with your capacity. If you can't give anything at all, give a cup of water. I can't give, I want to give, I don't have to give, I can't give, so let me, isn't it? That giving, there must be always readiness to give and share. What should I give? I don't have anything, how can I give? Don't have, you have so many things to give. You at least being nice is possible, isn't it? Being kind is possible. At least not to hurt itself is a big giving. If you're giving me, you should understand it's a proper, it has to be interpreted correctly. Not only big money, big donation is giving. In keeping with their capacity, whatever ways you can give, may you give. No, give abundantly. If you have more, Bhagavan has blessed you with more and share also abundantly, isn't it? Shraddhaya deyam. Ashraddhaya deyam. Ashraddhaya deyam. It has two meanings. Ashraddhaya adeyam. Ashraddhaya deyam. Two meanings. Okay. Then, Shriya deyam. Shriya deyam. Give all forms of wealth, any form of wealth you can give, and give abundantly also, in keeping with your capacity. Hriya deyam, hriya deyam. And when you give also, how should be given? I am giving, other person is receiving, with all arrogance, you know, height of proud, you know, may not feel proud of giving. May you be humble. When you give, see, the more you give, you know, with all humility, I'm able to give only this much. With all modesty, may you give. Kriya deyam, kriya deyam. Sometimes people give, immediately giving 10 pounds, but questions, what happened to the money? What are they doing? Okay. How much money you are giving for you to come and ask for accounts? Okay? You give, if you know the cause, if you trust the person, you give. You don't trust the person, don't give. But don't make any unnecessary commitments, not knowing what is happening. Isn't it? So, Hriya Deyam, Hriya Deyam. What is it I am sharing for this cause? What is my contribution to this? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever think? Do you think about it? No. But what do? We go with it. This much money they collect, what did they do with the money? Why do you want to know what did they do with the money? If they did something wrong, the pagam is with them. If they did something right, the punyam is with them. If you trust them, you give. If you don't trust, don't give. Go and give people whomever you trust. Okay? Thereby, it's all wrong things. We do not know how much we are accumulating without our knowledge. Papam. Isn't it? Because this not only affects your growth, it also causes, you know, unnecessary commotions. If you don't trust a person, don't give. But don't talk about the person. Definitely. Anybody. It is. Understand? It is very, very wrong thing. Because we don't know. If somebody does, I trust people. You know why? If they do something wrong, the papam is with them. You have to live in society, you have to trust people. You can't just go like that. If they do something wrong, they share the problem. I don't have anything. I'm free. If Purushar Trishya is there, jnana, commitment to jnanam is there, how can one go against dharma? Isn't it? Once you know the value of value, that's why our intimacy, our closeness to anybody is based on our commitment to dharma. Then nothing can shake. Isn't it? So here also what he says now. Hriya deyam. Hriya deyam. All you have to learn this. Hriya means what now? When you give, may whatever is given, may it be given with all modesty and humility. Hriya deyam. Hriya deyam. Bhiya deyam. Bhiya deyam. So, bhiya deyam. Bhihi means fear. Hrihi means modesty. So all in instrumental case, hriya, with modesty, isn't it? With fear. So bhiya deyam means what now? With bhaya bhaktya deyam. When you give also what now? If I do not share what I have enjoyed so much, I have consumed so much, if I do not share what Bhagavan has blessed me with, then definitely I have what? No, pratyavaya dosha. See, you enjoy and you don't share. You take, grab everything from the nature, everything from everybody, the society, the public, the nature, and then if you don't contribute back, you are as good as a thief. Bhagavan says in Bhagavad Gita, sthena eva saha. No, apradaya ebhyaha. No, to these devatas, without returning anything, but there's no such thought. Think of returning something. Only taking, 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 enjoying, grabbing. Isn't it? Then what happens? That is It's a theft actually. He is speaking. Not only if you go and break the lock and steal somebody's thing, it's a theft. Without giving, yes, you enjoy means it's a theft. Therefore, he says here what now? Bhiya, and that is called, this is pratyavaya dosha. Pratyavaya dosha means you also, it becomes a papam. I only enjoy, consume, I don't give anything in return means what now? It is a papam. Therefore, to avoid, I don't want to have any pratyavaya dosha with that fear. But no, may you give with the fear of not becoming a victim of pratyavaya dosha. Bhiya deyam. We don't need communists to come and teach us this, okay? Our shastram teaches everything very clear. How to share, how much to own. Bhiya deyam. Samvida deyam. Samvida deyam means when you give, also don't give blindly. Know who you are giving. What are you giving for? Isn't it? No, we say when you give, samvida deyam means whatever you give, you that must be given in keeping with the place, in keeping with the time, in keeping with the need, in keeping with the necessity, in keeping with the person also. Whom you are giving, you should know. You should not go and give food for people, you know, who already have what now? Who acidic problem, okay? Who already overeaten, who are not all hungry. Non-hungry people should not be fed. I don't understand, and people say we are going for annadanam in this country. It's a funny, isn't it? So, what you give, patra marindu bhikshayidu. When you give also, whom you are giving, people, really starving people should be given food. People already have everything. And then you again go and give those people. That, isn't it? Second thing, give, what you give should be, what now, to the deserving person. Isn't it? People who are not hungry, should we give the food, they'll throw the food. And then they're wasting food also because of what? Because they get the people who do not deserve when they get, it will be wasted. It will not be wasted. Anything you give to those who do not deserve what you give, then it's a waste. Therefore, may you, sambhida daya means give anything to people. Whatever you want to give, give it to people who deserve that particular thing, isn't it? In keeping with place also, isn't it? So you can have any cardigan gift can be, one can give cardigan as a gift here in London. Very welcome, isn't it? We welcome that gift. In Chennai, Madras and Bombay, and take them in June, April 15th, I give a gift for Rajneesh when he came to India, okay? One shawl and a nice sweater also, woolen sweater. It doesn't make any sense, isn't it? Therefore, like this, he knows what's April 15th. Very, very hot, okay? Therefore, when you give, where you give, isn't it? Where you give, when you give, what you give, what you give, to whom you give also, you should know. So that the gift becomes useful. The gift is not wasted. Therefore, samvida deyam. Then the name of charity, you know, there are lots of things that's going on. Anyway, so all those things should be taken care of. Samvida deyam. Athayadite. Karma vichikitsava. Vritta vichikitsava. Vasyat. Vritta vichikitsava. Yetat ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಃ ಸಂಹರ್ಷಿಣಃ ತತ್ರ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಃ ಸಂಹರ್ಷಿಣಃ ಯುಕ್ತಾಯುಕ್ತಾಃ ಯುಕ್ತಾಯುಕ್ತಾಃ ಅಲೋಕ್ಷಾಧರ್ಮಕಾಮಾಸ್ಯುಃ ಅಲೋಕ್ಷಾಧರ್ಮಕಾಮಾಸ್ಯುಃ. ಓಕೆ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಲೆಸನ್. The next part we'll see next class, but before going there, I wanted to say something. Then, suppose, if you have any doubt, in karma vichikitsa, vichikitsa means doubt, in terms of, with regard to the performance of rituals, if you have a doubt, or vritta vichikitsa, suppose any doubt in any other activities, when you have doubts in dealing, handling certain situation, in dealing with certain problems, it's natural for us to have doubts. Then when you have doubts, what should we do? Isn't it? He says, we should always go to people. Never ever we should make our own decisions. If you don't have doubt, then don't need to go to other person. If you don't have doubt, you don't need to go to other person. If you have a doubt, means you are not clear. Doubt and clarity cannot coexist. When there is a doubt comes, means there is no clarity. Then immediately you seek help. Whose help you should seek? Then we have again the learned, revered Brahmanaha. And who are the Brahmanaha? Those who have studied Shastram, understood Shastram, assimilated Shastram, whose lives reflect the such teaching of the Shastram, who are well-wishers of everybody in the society, the people who will not alienate even one human mind. Every being is a very significant being. In their books, those people who are the Brahmana, in whose books everything is significant thing, everybody's life is as significant as everybody else's life, and everybody's happiness, peace, everybody's emotional well-being, physical well-being is important for the person. Nobody can be ignored. Nobody can be alienated. Nobody is unimportant for the person. The whole society, all their well-being, the one who is interested in the well-being of the entire society, all the people, irrespective of who they are, what they are. Okay, not only my child, my wife, my husband, my relatives, my family, I'm interested, I really think, because genuine, this is what expanded minded person. If there's expansion of mind, you can see genuinely the happiness and peace of an individual is the happiness and peace of this whole society. It's not very difficult to maintain this. Okay, always there will be some chaos and confusions will be there. But still, these people who know, for whom, why Shastram? Shastras gained, why do we need? Because all that you want is absolute peace and happiness, which cannot be accomplished by any karma, by through any accomplishment. It is already there as your own swarupam. That is a very real nature. And that swarupam becomes already there, it is not manifest. For that swarupam to become manifest, for you to take ownership of that fullness and peace as your swarupam, you need to resolve the very ahankara. I sense, isn't it? Only in resolving my ahankara, isn't it? By changing the erroneous self-perception, by knowing the self, by changing, correcting the erroneous self-perception, by resolving the ahankara, by taking ownership of my swarupam alone, one can have absolute peace and happiness. Otherwise, there is no absolute peace and happiness in any other way. One, this is very clear, isn't it? And they are interested in because well-being of everybody. Isn't it? Because any wrong action, anything, and there should be natural for one to err, to do wrong things. But at the same time, one should realize one's mistakes, correct ones, one should feel apologetic, one should express, and one should always know, change also, isn't it? So that is very important thing. So here, and such people who understand the people, who accommodate the behaviors, who can overlook things, at the same time, who can always correct, who can just, because of their fullness, can also help others to see, to enjoy some warmth and love and care. And such people are the people whose lives reflect the subject matter of Shastram. And such people are Brahmanaha. And we should take their teaching, we should take their guidance and advice. Okay? And their advice, definitely what now? And why they should take the advice? Because, see, we have so many problems in life. And Veda Shastram, when you say Veda is the guide for us. Guide means what? It is the whole lifestyle. This is how our life has to be lived. It has been well designed. Veda itself is a design, you know. So how to live one's life. So here, that means Veda does not talk about every small detail problem. Veda doesn't talk about. This problem comes, this is how you should do. This problem comes, this is how you should behave. Doesn't give one by one, all these doubts. Everything does not, Veda does not present in detail. But there is answer for everything in the Veda. How? That means it needs proper interpretation. It's like what? Any constitution written by elders, learned elders, the well-wishers of the society for certain, you know, norms and social norms and things. And suppose if they pass away, if they are not there anymore, now all your decisions, all your judgments that we follow in society are based on those constitutions. And those constitutions, you know, what happens sometimes when new problem comes in society, any governmental problem or any new problem comes, and for that problem, how to solve that problem, you see the constitution. Let me read the constitution, what it says. Let me get corrected in keeping with the constitution which I already have. But what happens, this particular problem, the same problem, the same way might not have been, isn't it, expressed there, might not have been revealed there directly. Then what? But still you have to find an answer for this problem, solution for this problem. Then what we do, that old constitutions mean everything, they have to be analyzed and interpreted correctly. Isn't it? Still then you find a solution for this problem also. And such people who are capable of interpreting the already existing constitution, now, to solve the present day problem, it will be very difficult. You can't be very rigid. It must be flexible also. Certain things you should be able to interpret it in keeping with the Desha, Kala, Vartamana. Such people must be very, very, who have profound knowledge of Shastram, not profound knowledge of Shastram, who really committed to Dharma. They must be embodiments of Dharma, and such people who are well-wishers of everybody in society, such people are capable of interpreting the Shastram correctly. Who are the people? They are Brahmanaha. Okay? Therefore, any such thing comes, any doubt, vichikitsa, karma vichikitsa, vritta vichikitsa, vasyat, if there is any doubt regarding the performance of ritual or any other, you know, day-to-day life situations, then we should approach the people, Brahmanaha, the learned people who have profound knowledge, thereby who can interpret the Shastram, so, you know, to solve our problem correctly. As an answer, you can give an answer to us. So, I think definitely we should be able to finish this. I think next week I want to finish this so that I can start Brahmananda Valli for bank holiday. I can start it at least. But I have not completed that. I'll continue next class. At least you remember the word vichikitsa, doubt. At least one important lesson, what you have learned today. In India, different states, different languages, please understand, why Bharatam? Different states, different languages, different, even though it's a common thing, but still food, dress. In South India, we wear nice, beautiful saris. In the dresses are called Punjabi, isn't it? Suit they call it, the salwar kameez and analysis. In South, only saris. And they wear differently also. You know, we have different dress. Dress differs, food differs, language differs. And all these things, so many differences, so many differences. You know, what one thing which unites the whole India together? This Vedic vision. Vaidikaha. Vaidikaha dharmaha. This way of life, Sanatana dharma, which is, you know, which is the teaching of the whole Veda. How you should live your life? How should you accomplish the goal? How, isn't it? How you can make your life a meaningful, successful one? Veda teaches. This way Veda. Therefore, Shastram is the only Sharanam. We respect the teacher, teacher's vision and the Shastra's vision are one and the same. You respect elders, with the due respect, we do not follow others if anything contradicts with the Shastra. What is authority for us? Shastram. Never the individual. So many gurus may be there, so many people may be teachers, may be so many teachers may be there. All the teachers are respected, respectable, if they do not contradict the Shastram. That is why in Vedic culture, there is never hero worship accepted. There is never cult encouraged. Always, it is Shastram. Okay, this is the main teaching. And for one's own total holistic health, well-being. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.